In New South Wales, Hammond Care provides the Dementia Behaviour Management Advisory Services, and through that service we've recognised that of 50% of referrals, there were pain needs that were unrecognised by staff, so they were seeing behaviours of people that they were thinking was about dementia that were actually expressions of pain needs. So things that we often hear as being words like aggression, wanderers, or verbally agitated actually were about the things that you or I would do if somebody was touching a sore joint or not supporting me with a sore tooth or things like that. So we know that the issue is about awareness. What I would say is a good pain culture needs to go beyond, look below the surface, because we know what processes and policies should be in place. We know what tools we could use. And often when we go into services, they will tell us all those things. They're aware of the need, but they're not vigilant about it.
Can you tell me about the Intervene project?
Well, look, one of the things we're struggling with is exactly how do you make sure that it doesn't fall below the radar? Instead of looking at assessment tools and all of the procedures we know should be in place, we will look at that, but we want to find out why it is that we get numb to it and we stop watching it, and how it is that we start just seeing the behaviour and labelling people and saying they're annoying or challenging and end up in a confrontational mode. We need to understand that there's no point in me just saying it's not good enough. We actually have to take some responsibility. So Hammond Care has a foundation and it has raised funds to allow us to do work. We're putting researchers in to get alongside staff and understand whether it is just education, whether it's more about other things that we should be doing. So we just want to take a measure of that and come up with some useful ways of guiding staff.
How about the use of technology in helping to recognise pain? Is there much going on there?
Look, I'm very excited at what's happening over in Western Australia. They are trying to develop an app that will work with facial recognition to, you know, there's a number of key features of our face that change and can be a real cue, particularly when somebody can't tell us. So they're trying to develop an app that will assist with that. I love the idea that, yeah, I'm always a bit hesitant about technology, but if it gets us engaged, if it gets us thinking about it, then perhaps we'll move beyond the app to actually watching out day to day. So I'm very excited by things that are going to be useful tools.